Welcome back to another edition of Reaching Out to the Community here on CJMQ 88.9 FM. Today we're thrilled to have with us Marie-Claude Cyr, a communications coordinator for Le Conseil Sport Loisir de l'Estrie. She's here to share an exciting new project that's bringing free sports opportunities to young people across the Eastern Townships. This project, called Novembre en Action, is giving kids a chance to explore different sports at no cost to families.
Today I'm acting as the spokesperson to tell you about our new project, Novembre en Action.
Our guest explains to us that Novembre en Action was born out of a recent regional multi-sport meeting where supporting local sports clubs and providing accessible sports experiences for youth became a priority.
During a regional multi-sport meeting, we were looking for ways to help and better support the sports club in the region. Following our discussions with them, the idea of offering an open house event across Estrie came up, and we decided to turn it into a turnkey project for the participating organizations. This would provide them with great visibility and allow them to showcase their sports, sometimes lesser known ones, while giving young people aged 6 to 12 the chance to move and discover new activities, all for free, and that's thanks to the Mes Premiers Jeux program.
Novembre en Action is fostering a love for sports, especially among young people who might not otherwise have these opportunities.
As we are fortunate to have a wide range of sports activities available, as well as high-quality coaches and instructors in the region, we're hoping to inspire the young participants in our introductory programs to be more active and perhaps even sign up for one of the sports on the program. Maybe who knows, the fact that the parents present will have seen their children explore these sports may encourage them to take the plunge and sign them up.
It sounds like the community response has been overwhelmingly positive, with families eagerly embracing this opportunity and even trying out multiple sports. Offering this for free truly makes it accessible for everyone, creating special moments for families to bond over new activities.
The parents love it, and most families try not just one sport, but several ones over the course of a weekend. The fact that the activities are free allows families from all backgrounds to come and discover new activities. So that's great. And already after just two weekends of activities, we can see the positive impact that participation in the various sports has on the youngsters. They are happy to be active and eager to sign up for the sports they've tried. The activities also get the parents moving as they join in the fun by trying out the different sports with their children. So this creates quality moments and shared between parents and their kids.
With the popularity and success of Novembre en Action, there is certainly a lot of potential here. Marie-Claude tells us that there could even be a future addition on the horizon.
Yes, as several summer sports clubs have already expressed an interest in holding a second event next spring, and given the success of the open house events so far, we are in fact considering the possibility of repeating the event. So we'll see for next spring.
Currently, the program is ongoing through November. So for those who may not have joined yet, there are still a few weekends left to participate.
Yeah, so it will end at the end of November. So we still have two weekends to go. People can visit the Conseil Sport Loisir de l'Estrie website or our Facebook page to have more details on what's to come. Okay, so this weekend on November 16, people are going to be able to try the speed skating at the Eugène Lalonde Arena between 3 and 5 p.m. So that's for this weekend. And after that, we have lots of other activities on the 23rd and 24th of November. And it goes up to the 30th of November, too. So, yeah, people can have more details on our website and Facebook page.
Marie-Claude explains to us that if you're interested, all you have to do is just show up.
Well, there's no need to sign up at all. So you just show up at the event between the hours mentioned, and that's it.
Novembre en Action has already proven to be a significant contribution to the sports community in our region, offering visibility to local sports clubs and creating enriching experiences for young people. This kind of initiative truly strengthens community ties and encourages youth engagement.
We're convinced that a project like Novembre en Action will greatly contribute to promoting the various sports disciplines available in the region. So we're already happy with the response we have.
A big thank you to Marie-Claude Cyr from Le Conseil Sport Loisir de l'Estrie for sharing the fantastic work they're doing with Novembre en Action. Remember to check out their Facebook page for all the details on the upcoming programs. You've got 2 weekends left, so there's still time for your youth to join in on the fun and explore new sports. This has been another edition of Reaching Out to the Community. For CJMQNews.com, I'm Derek Bullard, and we will see you next time right here on CJMQ 88.9 FM.